The Corey notes that Lakota culture is based heavily in the values of cooperation and communal living. These values are reflected directly in the language. Rosalie Little Thunder has another Lakota word to share. This one highlights a difference between Lakota and Christian teachings.
Kind of a command or guidance, you know, that we get from parents. When we're first able to understand the language, it's one of the principles that we learn to be good human beings or to be good relatives. And basically, you know, it means to not cause anybody to wish for something or to want something. And it's in direct contrast to another rule, which is thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. You know, it's direct opposite of that. In that rule, you know, you're the bad person if you covet something, you know, that belongs to somebody else. But in Lakota way, it means that it's not good to be the one causing other people to covet what you have. So you don't show off things, or you don't eat in front of other hungry people. It pretty much says you either put it away, you know, or you share it.